For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, Peng Fei is getting ready for a trip to Thailand. He says he's overjoyed China has ended its strict zero COVID border controls.
Absolutely, I'm so passionate about it, and because I've been stuck here for like 3 years. The urge is so strong. I really want to travel abroad, like at least to Thailand, somewhere easy.
From Sunday, those returning to China no longer have to undergo quarantine. The change has sparked a surge in travel bookings. Japan, South Korea, and the United States are among popular destinations. Thailand has topped the list. Staff in this Bangkok hotel are looking forward to welcoming back Chinese tourists. 5 million are expected this year.
Chinese visitors are vital for the tourism industry throughout the country. They not only spend money in Bangkok, but they usually travel nationwide.
China's borders with Hong Kong have also been reopened. These passengers are among the first to cross without needing to isolate at a government facility.
This weekend also marks the beginning of Chun Yun, the travel period leading up to Lunar New Year. Chinese railway departments expect 2 billion trips to be made over the next few weeks, many by migrant workers who were unable to travel home in previous years due to strict zero COVID policies.
But widespread COVID-19 infections have prompted the government to issue guidelines cautioning against spreading the virus in rural areas. Governments abroad have also raised concerns, with more than a dozen countries, including the United Kingdom, France and Australia, imposing restrictions on passengers from China. Peng Fei says he'll steer clear of those countries for now, and is just relieved that China's days of global isolation seem to be ending. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.